In wrapping up the day's top business news, now 22 minutes past six, we focus on a report indicating consumers' default payments. According to the inaugural Experian Consumer Default Index, financially stressed consumers defaulted on debt valued at 13.45 billion rand between May and July. MD at Experian South Africa, Simon Russell, joins us now. Welcome to Money Talk.
Good evening. Welcome. Thank you.
Simon, first talk us through the categories where defaults occurred and the figures thereof.
Sure. So this is the first time that we've run the Experian Consumer Default Index. And what it actually measures is the rate of new consumer credit defaults that is happening. And what we've seen over the last 12 months is an improvement in the overall CDI. Mm-hmm. From 3.8 down to 3.5. But in the last 3 months, ending in July, we saw 13.5 million, billion rands worth of new debt coming on. When you look at it from a product level, in terms of the rates of default, over the last 12 months, we've seen an improvement in home loans, personal loans, as well as credit cards. From a vehicle side point of view, we did see a deterioration in the CDI, and that was mainly due to the slowdown of vehicle sales and the amount of debt that was being written against the vehicle industry.
Now, you can carry on.
So there's other dimensions that we publish as well on a monthly basis. We also look at it from a geographic point of view. And what we've seen is that the Western Cape, in three out of the four product areas, is leading the country with the lowest level of defaults. Mm-hmm. But interestingly enough, when you look at personal loans, the Western Cape comes in fifth out of the provinces of SA. And it's the Eastern Cape that actually has the best track record in terms of the lowest number of new defaults from a credit perspective in personal loans. And it's when you look at the category of the segment, and the segment with the lowest in the Eastern Cape is actually traditional homes.
Yeah.
Those families that are led by grandparents, obviously very conservative when it comes to lending, being very careful when it comes to spending their money.
That's an interesting outcome, because my next question was going to be the effects of this study and what has been uncovered so far. What exactly does it say, or what type of picture does it paint of the South African consumer? Because these are two contrasts, when one would think that those who have less would be trying to borrow more than those who are deemed to have more.
Yeah, so I think, first of all, we've got to understand why has lending slowed down, and why has the default actually come down? So I think the first thing is it's due to legislation, increased legislation. So there's more affordability tests. There's price capping that's been legislated as well in terms of how much banks can charge. And then there's been a decrease in interest rates, which makes it unattractive also for lenders to extend new loans to consumers. So that's one thing that we need to appreciate in terms of the actual slowdown. Mm-hmm. Education plays a critical element, as well as urbanization. So the more urbanized consumers are, the more educated they are, the better their default rates. And conversely, where there's less education, where they are less educated or living in rural areas, it tends to be higher.
Is this trend expected to continue, that we see somewhat of a downside, even though it is at slow progression?
So I think, when you look ahead, I think we see interest rates remaining stable or slightly decreasing. Unemployment's going to remain relatively high. That won't change in the short term. Mm-hmm. So I think we will see flat to decreasing rates of new credit defaults, but also that goes hand in hand with a relatively slow lending environment.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for that interesting insight and your input. MD at Experian South Africa, Simon Russell, discussing a report indicating the extent of consumer default payments.